Scripture Memory Verses on Salvation.
Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6.
John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12.
Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9.
Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10.
2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21.
Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7.
Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8.
2 Timothy 1:9. Who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 1:9.
Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5.
Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27.
1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9.
1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24.
1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18.
Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Isaiah 45:22.
Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3:17.
John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:18.
John 20:31. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. John 20:31.
Romans 5:10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 5:10.
Romans 5:18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Romans 5:18.
Colossians 2:13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians 2:13.
1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:23.
2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter